Good morning. 7:47 a.m. here on the High Plains east of the Rocky Mountains under a partly cloudy sky. A partly cloudy sky in Greeley, Colorado. Blah, blah, blah. My ears are ringing because there was just so much traffic noise this morning. Holy crap. I had to check to make sure that my hearing aids weren't turned up to the max because it was just relentless. I couldn't even crank up sounds of swing far enough to drown them out. It was ridiculous. Which may well be why my ears are ringing. Okay, where are all these cars going here? Good morning. Happy dog. Another old timer out for his walk this morning. Good tunes. Good tunes. Sultan's a swing. Dire Straits. I had, what did I have? Before that, it was Pink Floyd. Before that, it was Cream. I had some Jimi Hendrix. I shifted my channel further back into the 70s. I started a new Pandora channel with. I think I seeded it originally with Cream, but I'm picking up Animals. I had Humble Pie, 30 Days in the Hole to start the day out with. Good times, good times. So my celebration over the clogged, about clearing the clogged feed in my Waterman Atria was a bit premature because I got it inked up and not a thing. Very disappointing. I took it apart again, ripped it all down, ran it through the ultrasound again. Cleaned out the nib. One of the things I noticed about it is that I couldn't see through the slit in the nib. If you hold the fountain pen up to the light, you should be able to see. Once it clears the feed underneath it, you should be able to see a little bit of daylight between. If you're really careful, it's not very much. You have to have it at exactly the right angle for the light to shine through. But you can usually see daylight. And the little ink slot should taper toward the end of the tines. And this one didn't. It had nothing. I broke out a brass sheet and I bought a cleaning kit from Goulet Pens a while back, and it had all the things that I use now, the gripper and the brass sheets. I've even got some polishing cloth. The nose sucker came with that, along with a bunch of blunt syringes for filling cartridges and cleaning cartridges. And so I ran a brass sheets included. So I put the brass sheet in between the tines and sort of worked that nib when I had it apart, and just sort of worked the ink slot. It was really rough. It really felt gruddy. Just sort of cruddy and grody at the same time. So I worked it until it was pretty smooth. Still not quite smooth, but there's no way I'm going to be able to get inside there. And then ran it through the cleaner again. I did notice there's a couple holes in the wings of the nib. It shouldn't have an effect on the way the pen writes. And that might have been the problem. I think I got the pen put back together again. I'm not sure I got the feed stuck all the way in this time. We'll see. We'll see if it takes the cartridge when it dries out a little bit. I'll see how it goes. One step at a time. Work in progress. Unfortunately, yesterday when I fired up my computer, Steam notified me that I had two games in my wish list that were on sale: No Man's Sky and X4 Foundations. Now, I've been looking at X4 Foundations for a while. I remember playing a demonstrator of it some time ago and giving it up as a lost cause because it was just too much. It was too confusing. It's like, what do you do? You need to get some money. Where do you get money? Where do you get these? And we're talking about satellites. Where do you get these satellites? Turns out they give you this. They give you the first five. I think you can buy more after that. But they give you the first five. Maybe you can make them. I don't know. And you're supposed to have a captain. Well, I went around and I tried to, it's like, all this stuff, and I was like, I put it away, deleted the demo, and walked away. But it popped up. I think it was like 70% off or 60% off or something. And it's like, all right, that's better than half price. It's a space exploration weekend through the 9th, so all their space games, a lot of their space games, I don't know if it's all of them, but a bunch of their space games like No Man's Sky and X4 Foundations are marked down. So I thought, what the hell, $15, give it a shot. I'm ready for a new game. I really want a good trading game, and this is supposed to be one of the best. Now, what the hell have I got on the sidewalk here? A tire? Set of tires, three tires, in fact. Three bald tires. That's classy. Nice addition to the neighborhood. I mean, really bald, like down to the steel belt. So I picked that up yesterday morning and unfortunately started playing it right away. And I was lost. Totally lost. Totally lost. No idea what the hell's going on. So I dubbed around with it a little, played a little, watched a couple YouTube videos, played a little more, got blowed up once. Restarted about three times. It's like, okay. Now I have, the hold of my ship is filled with Claytronics. And I can't pick anything else up. Well, I can pick up loose junk, but I can't figure out where to sell this Claytronics stuff. Everything else, I've found a market for some of it. Learning how to get to my ship's inventory, I still cannot reliably get to my ship's inventory. I want it to be I keep pressing I. I doesn't do that. I doesn't do that. I don't know what I does now that I think of it. Maybe I does do it. No, it doesn't. If it did, I would remember, because I would be looking at my inventory when I want to look at my inventory, and I'm not. Anyway. On the third restart, I did find a captain I could afford. And I managed to hire her. And I'm quite pleased. It's not... Morning. It's not like I've been able to use her for much, but... It's supposed to be the right thing to do, because eventually I'm going to want to turn that ship loose to do trading on its own, and I don't know how that's going to work. I'll cross that bear when I bridge it. Come on, finally get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. Also, farted around a lot with pens yesterday. There was one auction that I really wanted. That was a Waterman CF that had three extra clean cartridges of the old style that fit that pen. And I wasn't so much interested in the pen, but those cartridges are gold. So I bid an exorbitant amount. I put an exorbitant amount on this. And it, you know, incrementally increased the bid. So it was, you know, just, you know, the 50 cents more that it needed to be a larger bid than the last guy. And it sat there, and it sat there, and it sat there, and then... And somebody sniped it at the end for 50%, 50 cents more than my most exorbitant, in my dreams, bid. Okay, that's not going to happen. Oh well. There will be others that I will probably lose as well, but... The CFs are interesting in part because they really are the precursor of what became the low-end school pen and low-end Waterman instruments, like the Allure and the Graduate. They're basically the same pen with just, you know, a little bit. Cheaper material. And they're interesting from the perspective that they have a tubular nib, which is what the Schaefer Imperials were using at the time. And there are a number of pens that have those tubular nibs. morning. So I do have one of those. One of my early purchases was a Waterman CF that came with a leaking cartridge, which I've since patched with some clear nail polish, and I haven't tried it yet. But I also found some Mont Blanc or Monteverdi, I forget now, but one of the mini converters actually fits that pen, or at least some models of that pen. It still struggles with the CCs, but it works pretty well in the CFs. And I've test written with these pens. They're really nice. You know, they're cheap pens. And they're a little bit slender. They're, you know, aimed at the Bic pen pencil crowd, I think. Speaking of Bic, I watched a fascinating little history of the ballpoint and why the Bic pen has remained largely unchanged for 70 years. The number of Bic pens that have been produced, oh my God, it's billions. But there was an interesting correlation between the release or the advent of, was it Anton Bich? Bic was originally B-I-C-H, Bich. Or perhaps Germanic Bich. And then he chopped off the H because he realized that in the U.S. People were pronouncing it bitch. Which, on the scale of things, is probably the right choice. I mean, you can rail against the parochial Americans who can't really understand that there are more than one. There's more than one way to pronounce a bunch of words, and most of them are not what you would instantly think by seeing them printed, like detritus. Which apparently is really supposed to be pronounced detritus, which just sounds wrong to me. I'm sorry, but it does. Probably because for my entire life, I'd never heard it pronounced until somebody wrote to me and said, you know, and I looked it up and sure enough, it's detritus. And it was like one of those weird words, like, tinnitus, which for many years I thought was tinnitus. No, tinnitus. No, whatever, doesn't matter. Out of the blue of the western sky, we've got planes flying all over the place this morning. So anyway, pens yesterday, had fun with pens, had struggled with X4, and unfortunately because I have a new game, the intention, the very golden, good intention, paving brick on my road to hell, got in the way of riding yesterday. I'm gonna see if I can't fix that today. I'm a little bit earlier. I'm not quite as late in the morning. I've got an afternoon taxi duty where I'm gonna go take one of the kids for the non-driving offspring to an appointment. So I have some stuff I need to do today that's going to break up the day pretty well. So sliding in an hour or two of Shackelford House, particularly if I do it this morning, I can come home this afternoon and lay low. I have to do something with ground meat for dinner this evening. If it doesn't get too hot, it's already started out really hot. It started out 70 degrees. It was overcast when I woke up. The cloud deck has moved off to the east. I can just see the tail end of it now. The sky is, it's partly cloudy. It's not a blue sky day, but it actually cooled off a little bit after the clouds cleared. But the sun is heating the atmosphere up again. So I'm not sure where we're going to end up today. In theory, in the 80s, but it wouldn't surprise me to see us hit 90. I don't know if I can make shepherd's pie at 90 degrees. I don't know if I want to make shepherd's pie at 90 degrees, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes this afternoon. I guess technically it's cottage pie, since it's with ground beef, or perhaps ground turkey, and not ground lamb. City crew here getting ready to get to work. Willow Sisters looking willowy this morning. Oh, this is interesting. Why is this guy coming to my house? No, he's not. It's an early morning Amazon delivery. I have to remember to take the milk in. I forgot last week. Not last week, the week before. I forgot to bring it in. Yeah, it was, I think it was Saturday before I remembered. Nah, it was way too long. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.